Warning, the Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Very important that at least someone meet with the Hamas leaders to express their views, to ascertain what flexibility they have, to try to induce them to stop all attacks against innocent civilians in Israel.
You're a whore. Jimmy Carter is not only a Jew hater, but he's also the cheapest prostitute on the political stage. Now, why do I say such a bold statement as that? Why do I make such a bold shocking statement that Jimmy Carter is a prostitute, the cheapest prostitute on the political stage? Let me explain why I said that. Even if you support Jimmy Carter talking to Hamas, a known terrorist group who targets civilians, how can you support Jimmy Carter venerating a terrorist, Yasser Arafat, and laying a wreath at the tomb of one of the most vicious homicidal maniacs of the last century? Now, I don't think many of you even understand who Yasser Arafat was. Many of you maybe sort of vaguely remember who he is. He's been dead a long while. But I'm going to tell you more about Carter and Arafat than you have ever heard before today. It's very important you know this so that your history isn't mixed up. The fact of the matter is, it's not just the fact that he hates Jews, that it's sort of in his genes. It's a genetic thing in Jimmy Carter's case that he hates Jews. It's part of his background. It's part of his culture. I mean, culture plays a big part in people's lives. He was brought up hating Jews, and he can't help it. And that he's entitled to his biases and to hate Jews. I understand that. But he's a prostitute. Because if you look at the Carter Center donors for 06-07, here is the list. His Royal Highness, Prince Alawid bin Talal bin, Abdulaziz Al Saud Fund, the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Qaboos bin Said Al Said, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Bakir M. bin Laden for the Saudi bin Laden Group, the Saudi Fund for Development, the Government of the United Arab Emirates. So if you look at Carter's center, you see that he's one of the largest, if not the number one prostitute on the political stage of the world. For him to go over there and talk to Hamas against the wishes of the United States government as a former president unto itself is quite shocking to undermine an administration, whether you agree with it or not. But for him to then lay a wreath at the tomb of Yasser Arafat, which was totally unnecessary, indicates that the man is a prostitute. Who is Yasser Arafat? In order for me to explain this to you, I have to turn to a brilliant author who wrote a book a number of years ago called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. In it, there was a chapter called Arafat, Clinton, and Kinsey. It's interesting that the author put the three in the same chapter under the title Sympathy for the Devil. So I will read what this author wrote about Yasser Arafat because it's thus far the best summation of Arafat and how the liberal media distorts this man's legacy. He was a monster. This walking obscenity invented airline hijacking, hostage taking, school massacres, and suicide bombings. He also kept his own Palestinian people in a prison of moral, spiritual, and economic poverty. And I'll remind you that his wife, Sur Arafat, took hundreds of millions of dollars to her exile in Paris, money that she's not entitled to. She belongs in a jail in The Hague, but there is no Hague. There is no world court. The American media did this to you. They went over to the dark side. You see, they were intoxicated with their power, and these empty souls in the midstream media who routinely put a corkscrew to world events and twist the news to fit their leftist view of history, took the death of Yasser Arafat in November of 04 to typify their insanity. The way the media covered Arafat's crossing the River Styx, you'd think Arafat was Abe Lincoln in a turban. How quickly the media elite suffered willful mass amnesia. Arafat was a monster. This walking obscenity invented airline hijacking, hostage taking, school massacres. He embezzled their money, the money that was given to the Palestinian people. And during his final years, he skimmed more than $2 million a month to line his own pockets. $2 million a month that was supposed to go to the betterment of the Palestinian people. And let's not forget that Yasser Arafat, the man who Jimmy Carter laid a wreath at his tomb, turned an entire generation of children into psychopaths. But you'd never know these facts, not if you picked up a midstream paper or watched the news in the wake of Arafat's death. No, the media glorified him and they adored him. They admire him as a freedom fighter and just cause against the oppression of the Israelis. Take the Old York Times. Pinchy Sulzberger's paper called Arafat, quote, an enigmatic statesman, and had the audacity to reduce Arafat's acts of terrorism to nothing more than public relations stunts. After gushing over Arafat's contributions to the Palestinians, the New York Times took its magic wand and changed his hijackings to air piracy and his acts of mass murder to innovative forms of mayhem staged for maximum propaganda value. I'm not making these words up. If Pinchy means that this thug was the forerunner of Osama bin Laden, then yes, he'd be right. In which case, the Times should have dubbed him Arafat, the godfather of Al-Qaeda. I'm sure the Jewish mothers who begged for the lives of their children massacred while trapped in a school bus will appreciate knowing Arafat's attacks were innovative. USA Today was equally complicit. In its report, just 4 weeks, four words hinted at his long history of terrorism. Four words! It reported that Arafat was revered as the champion of Palestinian statehood, and here's the razor-thin reference to his atrocities. He was, quote, reviled as a terrorist. That's it. 40 years of state-sponsored terrorism, and this arch-terrorist gets a footnote? Can you imagine living in 1945, picking up the paper and reading, quote, a German leader, Adolf Hitler, dies at 67, a controversial figure who was reviled and revered, close quote. What journalist would have written such a thing in those days? If Hitler lived today, I'm confident the leftist media machine wouldn't completely gloss over his slaughtering of 6 million Jews. No question. In fact, we saw that with Saddam Hussein, that Hitler in a headscarf who gassed his own people, dumping their bodies in open pits. As I scanned the mass media for an accurate portrayal of Arafat's trail of blood, I visit MSNBC's website where I found a photo essay of his life. Guess what? It featured one heroic pose after another. I started checking my eyes. You know, had I missed something? Not one photo of his countless acts of terrorism. Not one. You'd think the mass murderer was George Washington reincarnate. How could this be? Arafat the Barbarian was to the right of Attila the Hun. That should have been how he was depicted. Instead, his Hitler-esque view of the Jews was completely whitewashed from all news reports by ABC, CBS, and NBC. None of these left-wing newsrooms could bring itself to report the truth, not even Murdoch's Fox. Worse, with help from clueless world leaders, they did the complete opposite by venerating the killer. With the United Nations blue and white flag flying at half-mast, Coffee Cup Anon blathered that Arafat the terrorist expressed and symbolized in his person the national aspirations of the Palestinian people. The annihilation of Israel, that was his life's work. This is more than a disgrace, it's an outrage. If these news agencies had a shred of journalistic integrity instead of parroting praises, they would have pictured a family gunned down by a Palestinian liberation sniper hiding behind a rock at the side of the road. They would have pictured planes shot out of the sky, pictured a school bus blown up by the PLO, or pictured the mutilated bodies blown up by Arafat's psychos in a crowded Israeli pizzeria. And so I must ask, why didn't the press tell the truth? It certainly can't be for a lack of knowledge. I'm just one man. I don't have a news department to do my research, and yet I can find out the truth about this terrorist in 2 seconds on the web. At the top of Arafat's resume is the term arch-terrorist. We know this. How can the newsrooms across America not know that he was a monster? This would be like forgetting that Babe Ruth played baseball. Does the PLO have their bloodied fingers in the back pockets of the American media? Or does our leftist-run media have an axe to grind with Israel? I'll let you be the judge. Let me pause here. The reason I'm talking about Yasser Arafat, who is now in the dustbin of history, is because Jimmy Carter, who fomented radical Islam by overthrowing the Shah and bringing back Khomeini, who then disseminated the virus of radical Islam, this very same Jew-hating Jimmy Carter, this very same prostitute Jimmy Carter, went to talk to Hamas and also laid a wreath at Arafat's grave. I don't think you understand the significance of this. That's why I'm going on about this story. It's a very big story. And I'm reading about him in Liberalism as a Mental Disorder. I'll continue. Yasser Arafat brought terrorism to our age, and the truth must be told. The legacy of this madman must be correctly recorded for posterity. Let's be clear. Arafat was not the Winston Churchill of the Middle East, as Peter Jennings and Katie Coran Couric would have you believe. Nor was he, as Jimmy Carter, that failure of a president, said a very moderate person, just trying to pursue a homeland and the betterment of his people. Wrong. There was nothing moderate about the man. The real legacy of Arafat runs crimson red. But you don't know that because you've been fed a fictional account by the media. That's where I'm going to go into some detail to show you the truth about this monster. What follows is a map to hell, paved with bloodshed by Mohammed Yasser Abdul Rauf Qudwa al-Husseini, our man Yasser Arafat, right here on the Savage Nation. Before we go to a break, I want to go back to why I'm talking about it. Because we have a renegade traitor of a former president, Jimmy Carter, who is a prostitute through and through. I don't care that he hates Israel. He's entitled to that. I don't care that he hates Jews. He's entitled to that. It's a free country. What I care about is that he masks himself as a man of peace when he is nothing but a prostitute. When I read you the list of people and organizations from the Middle East who gave him money, follow the money. Listen to clip one.
It's very important that at least someone meet with the Hamas leaders.
All right. Now listen to clip two.
I'll be sharing what I find with Secretary Rice, and I don't find myself able to anticipate without ever meeting with them what they might have to contribute. But I think there's no doubt that if Israel is ever going to find peace, that Hamas will have to be included in the process.
Okay. Well, there it is. That's the beginning of today's show on the Savage Nation. There are many other topics, including the fact that it came out today that John McCain, I affectionately call him John McCain for the shoe store that I used to buy shoes in as a child, because he reminds me so much of that friendly shoe salesman when I was a kid. We don't know whether it's a result of him having put his head inside the X-ray machine too often where his foot should have been, that he behaves in these strange ways. But we learned today that he's a highly superstitious man, John McCain, and that he carries around, I couldn't believe this. I could not believe this when I read it, that John McCain carries around a feather, a lucky feather, a lucky coins, including pennies, nickels, dimes, and a whole slew of other lucky things. In fact, they have to have an official carrier, apparently, walking behind John McCain in order to carry around all of his lucky little treasures. And, okay, so he's superstitious. That doesn't bother me too much. But when you look at the list of the superstitions he has, a lucky feather, a lucky compass, and a lucky penny, and a lucky nickel, and a lucky quarter, it starts to unnerve you slightly. And so I went on to the story in today's Washington Times, which I linked up on michaelsavage.com, and I found some of the comments to be hilariously funny, posted by the people who saw this, such as this. What an idiot. Will he flip his magic penny to decide whether to invade Iran? The best one is this. So now we have a lying, dishonest bee, a radical elitist liberal, and a confused, senile old man to choose from for our next president. Wow, you would think in a nation of 300 million, a better choice would be offered. Some of the others are quite as good. McCain, who was born in the 1870s, is a dangerously unstable and senile man. After the past 8 years of ceaseless failures and destruction by the Bush administration, the last thing that America needs is a third Bush term. Next says, I thought McCain was a Christian. Surprise, surprise. The next says, the above picture seals the deal for me. The one of Obama and someone I presume to be his bodyguard. Obama is being guarded by guys straight out of the Matrix. And on and on and on. So then the next one says, I know very few Irish Americans who are not superstitious. It's in our genes. The next one says, pretty poor article, no mention of how superstition is incompatible with Christianity. The next one says, maybe Tom McCain will be sworn in on an Ouija board in January of 09. If he played baseball professionally, it could be overlooked, but this man wants to be POTUS. Before the election, he could always hook up with Hillary and conjure up Eleanor Roosevelt's spirit for political advice. And then there's Barack Hussein Obama. What a year. What a country that we will survive all this. I doubt it. I'll be right back.
Savage.
We are talking about Jimmy Carter, his visit with the terrorist group Hamas, and laying a wreath at the tomb of the mass murderer, Yasser Arafat. And let me continue on Arafat's history, just so you know who he really was. He killed handicapped civilians. He targeted them. He killed unarmed pregnant women, children, and even the elderly. Now, those of you who are Christian should listen to this very carefully. Take the Lebanon village of Damour, D-A-M-O-U-R. Look it up on the internet. Here's a slice of history the media ignored as they mourn the loss of their pet freedom fighter. Yasser Arafat personally authorized the slaughter of more than 10,000 Christians, many of whom were literally butchered and chopped into pieces with machetes. Nor did the press report the use of captured Christians in the hospitals as live blood banks for wounded Palestinians, even after Israeli soldiers who captured these hospitals found bodies drained of all their blood and stacked like cordwood in the hallways, close quote. And I give the quotes and the references, numbers 17 and 18 in my book, just in case you think I'm making it up. You can find the quotes in there after you find the chapter, and you can find the references to those statements in case you think I am making them up. The fact is that Arafat's crimes against humanity could fill several anthologies, not the least of which was giving the green light for the current intifada, a wave of unprecedented terrorism which has produced more than 120 Palestinian suicide bombers in the last 4 years. Could it be that several of those bomb-happy psychos were raised watching the Children's Club a decade ago, and Arafat was awarded a Nobel Peace Prize? Well, there it is. But the important thing to remember is show me the money. Those of you who are confused and think that Jimmy Carter is a man of peace because he talks so softly and he doesn't have a gruff tone like I do, and that he's the good guy and I'm the bad guy, let me remind you, here are the people that gave him $1 million or more. Carter Center donors 06-07, giving of $1 million or more. His Royal Highness Prince Al-Walid bin Tal al-Bin, Abdulaziz al-Saud Fund, the Sultanate of Oman, His Majesty Sultan Qaboos bin Said al-Said, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Bakir bin Laden for the Saudi bin Laden Group, the Saudi Fund for Development, the Government of the United Arab Emirates, each gave $1 million or more. Don't you understand that these politicians are prostitutes and that he's included? Only he's the number one of all of them. He's the biggest prostitute of all of them. Don't you get it? Haven't you people any concept of history? That would be like going to laying a wreath at the tomb of Adolf Hitler in order to talk to Germany. Who would do that? Who would do that? Jimmy Carter and call it peace? So they're running a hit piece on McCain that he's superstitious. He carries on a lucky feather, a lucky dime, a lucky quarter, a lucky nickel. You know, the whole thing is getting crazier by the minute. I mean, you don't know which way to turn with the choices we have. At this point, I would go with McCain because his wife would make a great first lady. Cindy would make a better first lady than would, let's say, Bill Clinton make a good first lady. And Barack Hussein's wife, as first lady, a woman who hates America? God in heaven, that's just what we don't need. W-O-R, Lou, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Michael. Michael, I think you really stepped over the line. I've been listening to you for about 3 years, and Mr. Carter, President Carter, has really been trying to be a negotiator. It goes back to Christ with the Pharisees and scribes. The Jews didn't crucify Christ. The scribes and Pharisees did.
Hold on. Before you go on with the nobility of Jimmy Carter, how do you explain that the following groups gave his center $1 million or more? Did you hear the list? The Saudi Fund, Bin Laden for the Saudi Bin Laden Group, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the Sultan of Saeed, the Sultanate of Oman, Abdulaziz al Saud, etc. Over $1 million or more. You're telling me he's not just a front man for them?
Michael, I think that those are documented facts that probably are true. Okay.
What do you mean they're probably? Who made you the authority? I'm the authority. You're not the authority. This is my show, and it is true. They are documented facts, and he did take $1 million or more from these Sunni Arabs. Don't you think he's just a front man for the Sunni Arab groups?
Hatred is not going to solve this problem that we have. He's trying to be a negotiator to get that concrete head and the White House to a point where we can all live in peace. And I know it's going to be futile, but the point is he's trying. No one is trying.
Now, wait a minute. I don't know how old you are, but it sounds to me that you're over 50, aren't you?
62.
Okay. And I would assume you went at least to high school.
So I graduated from Pace University.
All right, so you went to Pace. Good. All right, fine. I don't mind that you went to Pace. That's great. I'm not denigrating it. I'm not holding my credentials above yours. So therefore, you know a little bit about history. So you know who Neville Chamberlain is, correct?
Peacemaker that got nothing done. I understand.
Peacemaker who got nothing done. He came back from Munich after Hitler invaded Czechoslovakia and said, I have a piece of paper in my hand from President Hitler, and he says he won't invade any other countries. Haven't we learned by history yet?
You got to understand one thing. The history.
Well, you got to understand that Santayana, the Spanish poet, had it right when he said those who do not know their history are condemned to repeat it. We need another Chamberlain to try to make peace with bloodthirsty murderers who, of course, are laughing at us. Every time we try to make peace with them, they just invade another country or create another nuclear centrifuge. What are you talking about? We know who Arafat is. Arafat's dead. But Hamas is a bloodthirsty group committed to the destruction of the state of Israel. How can you negotiate with them?
There's only one way to negotiate with them, with a neutral party.
No, there's another way to negotiate with them, with a neutron bomb. What do you mean with a neutral party? No. Whatever happened to a military solution? You know, war works, my friend. When you couldn't negotiate with Hitler, they killed Hitler and most of Germany. War works. You know, sometimes war is the answer, Lou.
I understand what you're saying, but it's all futile.
All right, have a nice day, as long as you understand. I love these peaceniks. Anybody, you make peace with anybody. Man comes to your gate with a loaded gun. You're going to go to the gate and say to him, I want to make peace with you, and have your head blown off? Or do you shoot him through the gate if he's got a loaded gun? I never saw anything like this. This is why I'm trying to tell you what's going on in this world. You know, I read an article this morning that answered a lot of my questions. Remember I said to you liberalism is a mental disorder many times? That is true, and it's sort of sarcastic and comedic in the political arena. I understand that. In fact, it's the best statement made to date about liberalism, which is it strikes me as funny when I hear fake conservatives like the Leprechaun almost saying it and then tripping around it and trying to reconstruct it in their own way. But, of course, they don't have the education or the brains to do it. They can only spend their time attacking NBC and things like that. I'll get into that separately about the low life and how low the Leprechaun's become lately. I never saw anything what he did last night. I was flipping around looking for a dog show, and I saw the low life, the Leprechaun, ripping into the chairman of the board of GE on a. It looked like a personal vendetta. He went on and on for 5 minutes about this guy Immelt, who's the CEO of NBC, on a personal vendetta on a Fox News channel. Now, all I could think of is that Murdoch put him up to it, because I had no idea why he was ripping into Immelt. It made no sense to me. But the point I'm making is the media is a distortion. Everything you see in the midstream media, which includes Fox News, as far as I'm concerned, they're also part of the midstream media. When you realize 19% of Fox News is owned by the Saudis, what does that tell you about the midstream media? I'm, frankly, the last of the main independents. That's right, of the top five in talk radio. I'm number three, and it's a product of my time slot, not of anything else. I am the only independent in the media. The only independent in the media. All the others are owned lock, stock, and barrel. It doesn't mean they're bad people, but they are told what they can say and cannot say, and I can guarantee it. So now let me get back to what I was telling you. Jimmy Carter is a prostitute. He took money from these Sunni Arab groups, which explains why he has gone against his own government. The man is a traitor. This is not the first case of his treason. He is not a man of peace. He is a low-life, cheap crumb bum, peanut farmer from the South. That's what he is. I don't care that he hates Jews. He's allowed to hate Jews. He's allowed to have the bias of his people. It doesn't bother me. A lot of people are prejudiced. So he's a prejudicial, low-life bum whose grandfather shook snakes over his head and he drank strychnine. It doesn't bother me at all that it affected his DNA. What bothers me is that he is catering to Hamas, which is a known terrorist group. It's on the State Department's list of terrorist groups, and the State Department, as you know, is very liberal. He's undermining our own government. Now, we have Cindy Shahan. We have Jesse Jackson to do those things, not a former president. Speaking of which, am I the only one in the media who's about to tell you the following? Have you noticed that since Barack Hussein Obama has been getting so much press coverage, there's virtually no coverage of their pet leftists? Cindy Shahan, gone with the wind. Jesse Jackson, dummied up. Al Sharpton, dummied up, bought off with a global warming payoff by Al Gore, an expert on global warming. Al Sharpton, a real knowledgeable man about climatology. Al Sharpton. I don't know whether he went past the sixth, seventh, or eighth grade. One of the three, maybe the ninth top. But what could he possibly know about climatology? That Al Gore would put him on a global warming committee, along with the nut bar, Pat Robertson, along with the prostitute Newt Gingrich, all experts on climatology all of a sudden. But they're not being heard from is the point. The word came down from the Hussein Obama group to Jackson and Sharpton, shut your mouths, dummy up, disappear, because it's bad for business if you're seen. We don't want you acting up and acting out. Wait till we gain power, then we'll give you something. In the meanwhile, disappear from the public scene. That's my opinion. That's why you don't see them. That's why they're gone. So now, because those three troublemakers are out of the picture, boom, here comes Jimmy Carter. He moves into the breach. You know, it's like a cabal of left-wingism here. You know, Ronald Reagan had it right when he said you can't negotiate with terrorists. The Israelis used to have it right when they had a woman who had a pair of you-know-whats. But the Israelis have lost those you-know-whats. And right now they have matzah where there used to be something else. And they both go together in a soup. You know, you look at France. There's a story today in France that Brigitte Bardot, the famous actress from many, many decades ago, is being tried for the fourth time for having insulted Islam. Brigitte Bardot is the only Frenchman I respect. It's going to take the women to save the West because the men are gone. The men are gone with the wind. They're either dumbed up on drugs, or they're playing too much golf, or they're bought off by foreign powers. Only the women can save the West because they have children and they're protective of their children and protective of their families. All of the hope for the West is in the women, and I don't mean Hillary. I don't consider her a woman. Indiana, Lloyd, you're on the Savage Nation.
Talking about Jimmy Carter and Yasser Arafat, I wonder how many people remember that within the last decade, Hillary Clinton was absolutely in bed with Yasser Arafat, kissing him on both cheeks, kissing his wife, and all that kind of stuff. And
didn't Hillary Clinton meet with Arafat's wife, Sewer Arafat?
I couldn't hear you.
Didn't Hillary Clinton meet with the wife, Sewer Arafat?
Correct.
Right, I mean, and she took hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, the fortune that he took away, by the way, at his death was estimated to be $3 billion. In other words, Yasser Arafat, who pretended to be a revolutionary leader of the Palestinian people, stole about $3 billion, according to experts that I have consulted with. Did you know that Arafat maintained secret investments in a Ramallah-based Coca-Cola plant, a Tunisian cell phone company, and venture capital funds in the U.S. and the Cayman Islands? Very few people know that. And Sewer Arafat, the wife who hadn't seen in 3 years prior to his death, took away hundreds of millions of dollars. And this is amazing to me. It's just astounding to me that Sewer Arafat, who was nothing more than Milosevic in stockings or Eva Braun, Hitler's mistress, or maybe even Mussolini's girlfriend, is entitled to all of this money when the Palestinian people didn't get a dime of it. It's amazing to me. Why should Sewer Arafat get $22 million a year while the poor Palestinian people who are living in corrugated huts get the sharp end of a high heel in the face, is what I asked in my book. So don't think I'm anti-Palestinian. I'm anti-thuggery, period. Thanks for the call. You're right about Hillary Clinton having met with Sewer. Why don't the Palestinian people rise up and demand some of the money she stole that was given by international groups for the betterment of the Palestinian people is the question. Anyway, I think I've covered this topic already, okay? There's nothing more to be said about it. You know I love Jimmy Carter, and I love Yasser Arafat even more. But the important thing that you don't know is Carter's cash. When you look into it, the Carter Center donors of $1 million or more, all Sunni Arab organizations. Again, they're entitled to buy off anybody they want. But you should know they bought off Jimmy Carter, period. End of story. Now let's move on. So what shall we move on to? Well, let's move on to the lucky feather. Let's move on to the lucky nickel and dime. Let's move on to the lucky quarter that John McCain is apparently carrying. So what do you think about that? Do you think that his superstition frightens you? Or do you think that a liar or a radical liberal or a superstitious old fighter pilot would make for the best president? Personally, at this point, I'd fly with a superstitious old fighter pilot rather than a congenital liar or a radical liberal, personally. And I think this is a funny story, and it doesn't really bother me that much, but it's worth talking about because it's a story. And if he's only superstitious, so what? That's the worst that we should have in a president. We're looking into who his top advisor, Mark Salter, is, the man who will not let John McCain go on to the radio shows that could or could not determine whether McCain will be president. We don't know who Mark Salter is, but that's his major advisor. And the minute we find out who Mark Salter is, meaning his background, which bar he may have run, or which bar he may have been thrown out of before he was hired by McCain, we will let you know right here on the Savage Nation. The phone number is 1-800-449-8255. The French actress Brigitte Bardot, we're going to talk about her. Let us remind you who she is. Nah, you don't want to remember who she is. What else do you want to talk about? John McCain, or whether he's too old to run for the president, listen to clip 12.
Watch me campaign. Come on the bus. Come on the bus again, my friends, all of you. You're all welcome. Come on, watch me campaign. We keep a heavier schedule. We campaign harder. I said at the beginning of the primary, with respect and affection for my opponents in the primary, I said I'll out-campaign them all at 101 town hall meetings in the state of New Hampshire. We worked hard. We work 16, 18, 20-hour days. I am capable of doing that. I know I'm doing that. And if anyone has any further doubts, come and meet my 96-year-old mother.
Well, I'm sure she's a great lady, and I'm sure she listens to the Savage Nation. In fact, I would hope that the presidential candidate, John McCain, would listen to his mother instead of to the beach boy who was running his campaign. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Is the Savage Nation. We're talking about this and that. We're talking about the news of the day. We are talking about Jimmy Carter, the dangerous prostitute. We are talking about cash, follow the money. We're talking about God help America with what we have to vote for here, the three of them. They can't be the best and the brightest. We can understand that. And we're sitting here, the people are just watching, you know, the world go by. So I'll take your calls on various topics. Paul, WGY in Albany, New York, go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael. My point is that McCain is the best guy for the job, just for one simple fact. I'm pretty sure that our enemies, he would keep them off balance. He's a no-nonsense guy when it comes to the defense of the country.
Absolutely. On national defense, I certainly would trust him. I have no question about that, that in terms of understanding what it is to face down an enemy, fight for the country, there's no choice. The other two are totally untrustworthy, very dangerous to put our nation's security in the hands of either of the two. Obama's an unknown factor. Remember, nobody knows who he really is. Hillary is a very known quantity. She's an appeaser. If you look at what she and her husband did while in office, they had 10 opportunities to kill Osama bin Laden, and they took none of them. And so we need not look any further than that. I think McCain is a former fighter pilot, has the right amount of aggression, and understands the dangers that this world is facing in this century with Islamofascism trying to put the crescent across the globe.
Yeah.
Period. I mean, I'm very clear on it. The free world is in mortal danger right now. Mortal danger. WOR, New York, Jim, go ahead, please.
Yeah. McCain bothers me not so much for his superstitions, but that he wanted in the Vietnam War to bomb the Russian freighters who were supplying Vietnam. This might have led to a war with Russia, with the Soviet Union. This is an unstable man. This is a man who believes that war is the only way that you could have peace.
I don't know that he believes war is the only way to have peace. He was a U.S. Navy pilot. I mean, who do you think becomes a pilot but aggressive, brave men? How are you going to get up there and fly a jet unless you're aggressive? If you're not aggressive, you die.
Say he wasn't aggressive. I said he loves war. He was.
Well, how do you know he loves war? What gives you that idea?
Well, why would he go into the military service if he didn't love war? These guys love war.
Well, thank God we have men who love war. What would you like? How would you like to fight the enemies of America? What would you use? Feathers?
You ask me how I know that he loves war. He loves war because...
Right, so let's assume for the moment you're with that point. He loves war. Even now, 30 years later, he loves war. Would you like to have someone who hates war and is afraid of fighting? Is that it? Afraid of committing troops to a battle for our survival? How would you fight our enemies who are not afraid of war? We have enemies who teach their children in kindergarten to kill their enemies. How are you going to face them?
Well, in Vietnam, he wanted to start a war with the Soviet
Union. Jim, now you're going backwards. You already were past Vietnam. Let's live in the present, Jim. Okay? How would you face off an enemy who's committed to your destruction?
What you want?
What'd you say?
If we sunk the Soviet freighters...
Again, Ben, backwards? Okay, I'm sorry, I have to go. My recommendation from Doc Savage is 3 doses of omega-3 fatty acid per day, plus try to conduct Lent on a regular basis in your house and eat fish more often. With that, if that doesn't work, I go to see an Alzheimer's treatment specialist. And that's it. It's not a joke. There are people who are senile who call the show over and over again, and I try to help them the best I can. What would you like to talk about in the Savage Nation? Brigitte Bardot is the only Frenchman I respect. Did you hear what she did? You don't care. I'm starting to get the feeling people don't care about anything anymore. Oh, I got distracted in the last segment. Maybe I need some fish oil. I was telling you that I wrote Liberalism as a Mental Disorder, which is comedic in the political arena, but quite true. But I was trying to understand why the younger generation are like zombies, that all they care about are orgasms and pointy shoes in that order. And I found an article this morning that said an almost entire generation of children has been brought up on psychoactive drugs, either Ritalin or Prozac or Prozac-like compounds since infancy, since childhood. In essence, they don't know who they are. They're brainwashed, and they're very dangerous. It's an entire generation that doesn't care about it. It has no identity of itself as a generation. They have no self-identity or self-knowledge because all of the struggles that an individual has to go through in order to know who they are have been avoided because of psychopharmacological compounds put into their bloodstream by these rotten, stinking, corrupt psychiatrists. Don't you understand? And they believe in global warming. That's all they believe in as a religion.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
There is no force here. Everyone has their choice to do exactly what they would like. There is no force, and we want the children, and they want us. They are clean and pure, and this is the worst thing that has happened to them. They are learning terrible things just from the questions that are being asked.
You're listening to a mother reacting to the illegal Nazi-like raid on their polygamous compound in San Angelo, Texas. I am calling for federal intervention. The FBI should step in and return the children to their mothers and arrest the Child Protective Services monsters, the lesbian feminists who initiated this on false charges. I am the only one in the media who has been calling for this from day one. Everybody else in the media should hang their heads in shame, but I've long ago given up on that. Reporting child abuse, sex abuse over and over again. You rats, you in the media, you filthy rats. Your children should be taken away from you in your lifetime, what I watch going on here. You repeated it like a bunch of rabbits, all of you, last week. Sex abuse, child abuse, child abuse. Crazy eyes there on CNN. That despicable low-life creature, sex abuse, polygamous compound. Your children should be taken away from you on CNN. I hope your children are seized one day by what I see going on here. And I'm going to tell you right now, I may be the first, but I will not be the last one to see the truth with this or any other story. This entire case against the polygamous cult was jury-rigged by radical lesbian feminists in Child Protective Services for their own reasons. Do you know that, the girl that allegedly called is a hoax? The girl does not exist? Do you know that the entire raid on this ranch that occurred on April 3rd occurred after a report from a local family violence shelter? You know what a family violence shelter is, don't you? You know who runs them, don't you? These are man-haters. These are man-haters through and through who blame men for everything. They hate men. Okay? So the local family violence shelter, so-called, says a 16-year-old girl telephones claiming she had been abused by her spiritual husband. But the women from the ranch said yesterday the girl does not exist. The calls were a hoax. They said it is a bogus person. It is a person they made up. That person does not exist on this land, said one of the mothers. Another mother said, no one has heard of the girl named in a search warrant. She is a fictitious person. Another girl with a name similar to that of the girl in the search warrant was grilled for hours by investigators. They kept telling her, you are this girl. Why don't you want our help? But state officials, so-called, these Nazi vermin in Texas who belong in a federal prison, said they still have not located the caller, but are, quote, hopeful she is among the children in custody. Now, Texas Child Protective Services is behind this. Every one of them should be imprisoned. The FBI should go and raid the Child Protective Services and put them in jail. And I hope this cult gets a good lawyer out of New York City or one of the major cities, and I hope they break the state of Texas for what they've done, because this is the worst precedent I've ever seen, that a group of Nazi vermin with guns could come into a church and steal children based upon a false allegation. Texas Child Protective Services says that because of a, quote, pervasive pattern, unquote, of abuse and exploitation at the ranch, all children need to be removed. You understand that we're living in Nazi Germany? Do you understand that when you let a state seize children in a church, you are now seeing the beginnings of Nazi Germany in the United States of America? And don't tell me that they were abused. Because even if one child was abused, and I don't know whether one child was abused or not. Right now, we know that child doesn't exist. But let's say the child appeared tomorrow. All right, so arrest the man who abused her. That does not give a Nazi-like state official the right to go in and steal all the children away from their mothers, does it? This is amazing to me that you people are sitting by doing nothing and that our so-called legislators sit by and do nothing. Do you have any idea what's going on here? The mother said they may just as well line us up and shoot us as take our children away, says Donna, a 35-year-old mother who left behind a 10-year-old daughter. I've never seen anything like this. After a week's stay at two makeshift shelters, described by one woman as a concentration camp, state authorities moved women and children to the San Angelo Coliseum, telling them that they were being taken, quote, to a bigger, better place. Did they promise them showers, too? Did they tell them to take the gold out of their teeth on the way into the shelter? The women were lied to by these pigs, these man-hating vermin in the Child Protective Services. The mothers were told they would be reunited with their family as soon as they went along with what the state told them to do. Did you know that mothers of those aged six or older were herded into a room, each one flanked by a beefy, man-hating CPS worker? Did you know that 50 cowardly troopers, according to the women, lined the room? Cowardly men who should have their guns taken away. Cowardly men in Texas who should be in jail for doing this. The women were forced with a choice. Return to the ranch without your children or go to a domestic violence shelter run by radical lesbian feminists. The children, they were told, were no longer theirs. A mother said, quote, they told us the state is in charge of them now. They wouldn't even let us go back and say goodbye to our children, said Sarah, who now has five children ages 8 to 16 in state custody. Marisa Gonzalez, spokeswoman for the pigs in Child Protective Services, said 82 women remained Monday with the youngest of the 416 children taken from the ranch. She said 51 women returned home and six chose to go to a, quote, safe location. You know what a safe location is, don't you? It's run by radical lesbian feminists in order to get some nice red-hot blood in their hands. You don't like what I'm saying? I don't care whether you like it or not. You're watching the advent of Nazi Germany in America. And I appeal to you Jews out there. You Jews should be very sensitive to this. Many of you live in collective communities, sort of loosely collective communities. That means that you live together, close-knit communities. Women, children, men, you're all one people. Well, what if one day a state protective services group in New York State said that a call came in saying a 16-year-old girl was raped by a Hasidic rabbi? Would that give the state of New York the right to take away all of your children in buses and take them over to Shea Stadium and then farm them out to families across New York State, God knows where? Would you let them do that? Of course you wouldn't let them do that. You'd say it's reminiscent of Nazi Germany. Why could it be done to poor Christians, though? The answer is because they're poor Christians, though. Because they don't have a voice. Nobody will speak for them but me. I am the only person in the media talking about this from the point of view of constitutionality and the rights of these women and children and the criminality of the lesbian feminists who run child protective services and who are known man-haters. Do you understand this? WOR, New York. I think I'm talking to myself and I'm just going to go on. Because I'll tell you, I'm the only person on so many issues. There's only so much a man can do. I am adamant about this. Child Protective Services in Texas should be arrested by the FBI right now. They should be thrown in jail for 20 years for what they're doing. And I hope that a lawyer from New York City, a verminous class action lawyer who I hate to the core of my DNA, will decide to do something good for humanity once in your life, and you will represent these poor Christians for nothing, really for nothing, pro bono. And you will sue the state of Texas and CPS for billions of dollars. I hope you break the state of Texas. WOR, New York. Al, go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, how you doing? Michael, you know what? I can't agree with you more. You're just unbelievable. I recently, about 8 months ago, bought clothing to a woman's shelter. And when I bought the clothing there, I mean, look, you could sense when you're not wanted and you're not liked. But these people actually gave me the impression, just leave it outside the door.
You mean because you're a man, they didn't want you in their wonderful compound, their little Clavin?
Absolutely, Michael. Absolutely. And when I my wife was the one who said, "Oh, take all these clothes."
Al, this is what's going on in Texas right out of Nazi Germany, where they separated families and then took the children away. Donna said that living conditions at the shelters became harsh Sunday when Nazis in the CPS confiscated the women's cell phones. You hear this? In America, no due process, and forced even the smallest child to pass through a metal detector. Their bedding was searched, too. Then the women were hastily separated from their children on Monday. The women had to leave bags of belongings, including medication, behind. They described some of the troopers in tears as the women were loaded on buses that took them back to the ranch. I don't care about the troopers crying. I spit on all of the state troopers. You should have stood up for the women. You should turn in your badge and your gun. You're all a bunch of cowardly vermin. You're Nazis, all of you. I'll be right back before I say something I really regret.
Savage.
Talking about one of the greatest travesties of misjustice of our modern times, and believe me, there are so many, it's hard to balance it out anymore. When have you ever heard in your lifetime of 400 children being taken away from their parents based upon allegations that a call was made to a child protective services? By the way, where is a recording of one of the calls that this invented girl made? Why is there no recording of this? I believe these charges were made up by the lesbian feminists who run these child protective services in order to raid the compound and steal the children. This is reminiscent of the program in wartime Germany where Polish children with Aryan heritage were taken to Germany to be Germanized. You think you're living in America? Where is your federal government to give these poor Christians their constitutional right? Haven't you people ever heard of proof, number one? And number two, people are innocent until proven guilty? I have never seen anything like this. How can Texas take 400 children and put them into foster care? Are you people insane to let this go on? First of all, a man is being described as a perpetrator, not the women. And yet the women and the children are being punished for an alleged crime that we haven't even seen if it really happened. The men said to these beasts in child protective services, The men said, please don't take the women and children away from this home that they love so much. We would be willing to leave here. And CPS did not permit them to do this because those pigs in CPS are the Nazi criminals here. They belong in prison. And the only people who can do it are the federal government. The Justice Department can make this right. They can arrest the state troopers and the Texas Rangers who did this. They can put CPS on the dock in jail, and they can return these children to their rightful mothers. Rich, W.O.R., go ahead, please.
No, thank they waited too long. Thank God for the Texas Rangers and the Texas troopers. I think those people are those men
all
are.
Right, so show me the proof that there was rape going on in this compound.
I just know the Mormons. They're.
Oh, so you're a Mormon hater. I get it. So you're a bigot. You're a racist. You hate Mormons. That doesn't mean they were raping the children, does it? Just because you have a bigotry in your soul.
Those guys have five wives. They're no good.
Well, wait a minute. Muslims have many wives, too, in certain countries. Are they any good? Well, don't give me one of your stupid laughs. You're not talking to your brother-in-law here over chopped liver. You're a man who hates Christians. I can understand that. You're a bigot. But there's no evidence here that your bigotry is connected to a crime.
How can you agree to let a guy impregnate a 14-year-old girl, a 40-year-old?
Well, show me the evidence that there was a girl 14 who was impregnated. Where's your evidence to that effect?
On a TV, Oprah Winfrey has.
Oh, it's on Oprah Winfrey. She's a real reliable source, that sexual deviant.
Well,
you know what? When a man like you listens to my show, you lower the IQ of the entire program. Do me a favor. Never listen to the show again. I wish there was a way I could press a button and your radio would like a tube would blow up and you could never hear this again, because I don't want you ever to listen to the show, because if I know you're listening, you lower the IQ of the audience. You don't even understand what I'm talking about here. There were no laws broken. The only laws broken were by the lesbian radicals in Child Protective Services, who thus far have no proof that there was any abuse. And by the way, let me explain something to you. If these children are put into foster care, tell me that of these 400 children, half of them will not be prostitutes or drug addicts within 5 years. You're telling me these little girls and these little boys wouldn't have a better upbringing in this polygamous compound than they would being raised by the state of Texas? I don't know that there's any chance in America anymore. When we could get a shill like Hillary Clinton, when we can get an invented man like Obama running for the presidency and be taken seriously, or we can have vermin in the media repeating 2 weeks ago when this first came out, sexual abuse in Texas, sexual abuse in Texas, sexual abuse in Texas, sexual abuse in Texas. You parrots, you low-life parrots in the media, you aren't even worth the electrons that come out of the television set, most of you. You don't know what you're talking about. You repeat what's written for you by idiots on drugs. Mike, San Antonio, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, thank you so much for speaking up for these people. You're a voice for the voiceless. One unsubstantiated, anonymous phone call, and 400 kids are taken from their homes. I can't believe it.
Neither can I. And by the way, where's the recording of this anonymous phone call? How come the lesbian radicals don't have this recording? Can you explain that, Mike?
Yeah, good point. And, you know, that World War II expression, first they came for the Jews, and then they came for Catholics, and I didn't say anything. First they came for Waco, and I didn't say anything because I didn't invite David Koresh.
This is the Waco of our generation. The only thing missing are the flamethrowers. Amen. And George Bush could stop this!
Amen. Waco light.
Waco. Well, there it is. I hope tomorrow they do it to another religion. I pray to God tomorrow it's done in Munsey Park, New York. I hope tomorrow they bring buses to Munsey, New York. I hope so. Then you'll hear a scream from Wall Street, and it'll stop. But when it's poor Christians, you could incinerate them in this country. You could burn them alive with flamethrowers, and nobody will say a word because they have no connections to the power brokers in the legal profession. I'm in a sweat right now. I'm in a sweat right now because this could happen to you tomorrow. They could take your children away from you based upon a false allegation. Let's say you're a man and a woman with two or three children in your house. And let's say a neighbor doesn't like you for whatever reason. The neighbor calls up these radical feminists in Child Protective Services who are man-haters through and through. And they say at number 72 Blythe Avenue, Children are being abused. I see it every day, and I hear it. The father is raping the daughter. Does that give the state the authority to take the children away from you? Well, it shouldn't unless there's proof. There has to be proof. Otherwise, every one of us can be put in prison on a false charge. It's like Nazi Germany. Now magnify that by 400 children, and you have Texas. The governor is responsible. He was asked to stop
Savage.
It.
Child Protective Services has now taken temporary legal custody of 401 children. They have also had 133 adults join those children. All of these children and adults are now in a shelter in San Angelo, Texas. We also still have Child Protective Services caseworkers on site at the ranch, and they are continuing to look for other children. At this time, I do not know how many other children may be at the ranch. Child Protective.
I have the best staff in the world. They get the wrong sound, and then they follow it up with an even wronger sound. But let me just continue on my own. You just heard the voice of fascism. That's the voice of the state. So I'm going to read you something that our founding fathers wrote, something that Obama's pastor would hate. And it is this: we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. You are witnessing the advent of Nazi Germany in the United States of America. I will never forget this as long as I live. Not so much that lesbian radical feminists did this to a church without any evidence whatsoever, but that America stood by and said nothing. When they came for the communists, you said nothing because you were not a communist. When they came for the gypsies, you said nothing because you were not a gypsy. When they came for the trade unionists, you said nothing because you were not a trade unionist. When they came for the Jews, you said nothing because you were not a Jew. And when they came for you, there was no one left to cry out. That's what Cardinal Niemöller said when he was packed off to a concentration camp in Nazi Germany when he finally stood up to Hitler. You better stand up to Hitler right now, because Hitler lives in this country as well. This is your freedom and your democracy dying right in front of your eyes. How it's happening is beyond me. I think I know all the reasons this could go on without any evidence whatsoever. I've been elucidating them for 15 years. But what am I going to do about this? Well, first of all, I'm the only talk show host, probably the only person in the media, who understands the constitutional violations right here. And I'm expressing it, and I have been for over a week. This will not be the last show to talk about it. This is going to grow, and it's going to finally turn on the CPS. Maybe eventually people will stand up to these monsters. Maybe some of them will go to prison. Maybe the Texas Rangers will go to prison, the ones who took the children away. Maybe, just maybe, something good will come of all of this. But meanwhile, the children have been taken away from their mothers. That's the bad news. As you know, I'm involved in a very serious fight for the First Amendment, for my rights to speak out. An Arab fascist front group, in my opinion, has tried to destroy my radio show, and over 20,000 of you, or approximately 20,000 of you, have contributed to the Savage Legal Defense Fund. Now, the reason I have not talked about that case is because we're still waiting for the Clinton judge to come down with her ruling. I still don't have it, and I don't want to just talk about it unless I have something to tell you about. But I do want to tell you something that's related to this case and that case right now. I am going to fight for my rights for free speech and everyone else's rights for free speech all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. Okay? I don't know what that's going to cost. It could cost millions of dollars. And I will fund it, or I'll have you help me fund it. But if I should win along the way and have money left over, what I'd like to do is use some of the money in the Savage Legal Defense Fund on cases such as this. I'd like to become a defense fund for the defenseless in the United States of America. Because I don't think there's such a group doing this right now. I've done it with a group that's trying to help Lieutenant Colonel Chesani. I gave $35,000 of my own money. You gave over $200,000 of your own money, and maybe we'll win in that case. I hope so. But there are so many cases in this country where we see an oppressive government coming down like a ton of bricks on innocent people. And so that's why I'm saying to you, this is so important. You're watching the death of freedom and democracy right before your eyes. You have to understand what's going on in front of your eyes. To separate children from their mothers based upon a false allegation is beyond comprehension. It's a violation of due process. It's a violation of constitutionality. It's a violation of human dignity. It's a violation of human decency. That's why on my website, michaelsavage.com, the headline is, "Were radical feminists behind the rumor that led to the raid on the cult?" That's my headline. The next story is, state to polygamist moms, your children are ours. Did you hear that? Your children are ours. It should put a chill through your spine. And that's why I say my case on free speech is totally separated from this case. But it's related in one way. It's related in a constitutional way. Understand that. Right now, our freedoms are being attacked on every front, whether it be me with my First Amendment rights or the right of parenting in Texas. We have an oppressive government, whether it be a federal or a state government in this case, either idly standing by or in some cases actively seeking to destroy individual rights in this country. Now, the Mormon Church should stand up for them. I don't know why they haven't, other than they're afraid of being tagged as polygamists, and they've tried to leave that behind them. But remember the 80s, the false allegations of molestation? Remember what went on in Massachusetts when Governor Romney was around? Do you remember that? Does anyone remember those years when various people were falsely accused, teachers and social workers, of molestation? They were made up by, again, state Child Protective Services. Radical lesbian feminists did it to destroy men. Do you remember those years? Do you know that some men were put away for 10 years? And it turned out that they were made, the whole thing was made up. Magic rooms, they took me downstairs. The children were told what to say. You don't remember this in your own time? That's why I've been yelling here. Don't you understand this? So I'm going to take your call, see what you think. I will now put my stethoscope on the heartbeat of America. Chicago, Ziggy, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you for yelling about this, Dr. Savage. I listen to your show quite frequently, as much as I can. However, I see on a day-to-day basis that they're taking away our rights to speech, they're taking away our rights to be parents, they're taking our rights away as citizens, and yes, Nobody's standing up to do anything about it.
How come none of the candidates has come out and said something about this, where they stand on this? Instead, they're talking about, they're going on an Oprah Winfrey show, or they go on that despicable creature, The View, with those three disgusting vermin. I can't believe what I'm watching in my time. They don't talk about anything serious.
Well, we don't have any diversity in the candidates. They're all the same thing, wearing different clothing is what it looks like to me, you know, and I don't know.
Well, I don't want to go into that, but I would like to see one of the candidates say, you know, I want to go off script today. I want to talk about a terrible injustice that's being done in Texas. I would like to hear John McCain say, I don't know whether there was any abuse down there, but if there was, they should punish the man who committed that alleged abuse. But that shouldn't give a state the right to take away 400 children from the entire church.
Oh, it shouldn't.
Well, how come McCain hasn't thought of saying it? That's because his bartender who's running his campaign hasn't been able to think through that one yet. The bartenders that run all of these campaigns, the ex-drunks that run all these campaigns, these alcoholics who are running the country. John, W.R., welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, it's an honor speaking with you.
Thanks.
New Jersey also has a similar law that on an anonymous phone call, the law can come in and remove children from a household.
Yeah, and who wrote these laws? Radical, lesbian, man-hating beasts from hell.
Sir, it's a pleasure speaking with you.
You think I don't know what's going on? You think I don't see the truth? But unlike God, I don't wait. God sees the truth but waits. I see the truth and I don't wait. Now, it's been said that fools rush in where angels' feet are tread. Well, maybe I'm a fool. I really don't care if you call me a fool for rushing in on this one. Maybe tomorrow they'll produce that magic 16-year-old. Maybe they'll go get an actress out of Hollywood to play the role of the abused child. Maybe they'll get one of the starlets from Sunset Boulevard to play the role and come in crying and disheveled. That still did not give the state the right to take away all the children. That gave the state the right to find the one man who abused that one girl and take him into custody. Do you understand that? Don't you understand that, what's going on here? I'm not a Mormon, by the way, and I'm not a polygamist, incidentally. But I know what the Constitution calls for. I also know right from wrong, and I also know Nazism when I see it. When my second child was born, I made a commitment that if Nazism ever appeared in America, I would do whatever I could to make sure that people knew about it and I would fight it. Right now, Nazism has appeared in America. But it didn't come marching down Main Street with a swastika and an oom-pa-pa band, and it does not speak German. Right now, Nazism has knocked on the door in Texas. And when they came for the Mormon polygamists, you said nothing, because you are not a Mormon, nor are you a polygamist. But when they come for the Orthodox Jews in upstate New York, do you think you'll say something then? Probably not, because you're not an Orthodox Jew. When will you speak out? When will you demand justice in this country? Tell me what it's going to take. Salt Lake City, Utah. David, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, it's a pleasure. I'm a Mormon. I'm also an attorney. About 4 years ago, I went down to Texas to go to law school, and my wife was a little bit wary to do that because her grandfather, who molested her as a child, was down there. So we went down there. My wife gathered together her cousins to find out if this man was molesting them too. Every single one of them, boys and girls, ages 3 to 16, told us, and they started crying, yes, he was still molesting them. Dr. Savage, what happened was we called CPS. We told them what happened. They came over, interviewed children. While this was happening, the CPS told us, well, we know that the children are being coached by their parents, but we can't do anything about this. Now, my wife is Tongan. Dr. Savage, I know you have a history with the Tongan.
Can you raise the volume? I can hardly hear you, David. You're fading out. Go ahead. So what happened?
Okay, I'm sorry. My wife is Tongan. I know you have a history with the Tongan people.
Yes, and, I spent some time in Tonga. Great people. So how does this all end up?
Well, what happened was the mothers of these children who were being molested, they protected their father. They told us, we know that Grandpa does this. Leave him alone. Don't say anything. And then they still allowed this man to watch their children. And then they ended up sneaking this man out of the country in Tonga where he rots today. CPS did nothing. They told us, look, the parents, we know that they coach their children, but we're not going to do anything about
that. So you're saying that CPS in your case, or in this case, did not protect the children. But what does that have to do with this case where there's no evidence that the children were being molested?
Because you are absolutely right. It was a man who was over there saying, this is what's happening for real. I guess they didn't want to take
okay,
the decision.
Okay, I get you. I hear you. Let's go to the next caller, Sacramento Tim. Go ahead, please. Tim, you're up on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael, a quick question. You know, not too long ago when that radio show host out of the Bay Area got busted, he was able to stay home with a little more evidence that there was something wrong that he was
doing. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Oh, you mean Bernie Ward, the one who shared child pornography on his home computer, is still at home with his children?
A freak to keep your kids?
Yeah, that's interesting. How come CPS in San Francisco did not take his children away from him? It's an interesting question. Do you think it's because they're biased towards someone who hates the church? And they're biased against someone who loves the church and loves God? Is that it?
I believe you got it right on the nail.
That could be. I understand which side CPS is on. I've known it from the beginning. I've seen the pictures of the capos in the concentration camps. And they're still living right here in America. I'll be back.
Savage.
Child Protective Services has now taken temporary legal custody of 401 children.
Isn't
they
that nice, you Nazi witch, you? How cheerful can we be, you Nazi
children.
Prostitute, you?
All of these children and adults are now in a shelter in San Angelo, Texas.
A shelter run by radical lesbian feminists where they'll be raped.
Caseworkers
and the children given away
to the ranch. And they are continuing to look for other children. At this time, I do not know.
You should go to prison for 20 years, you witch, you.
At the ranch.
Wir sind in Tolerant. Ich habe mir ein Ziel gesteckt, nämlich die 30 Parteien aus Deutschland hinauszufegen.
There it is. That's your new country. That's your new country after 15 years of being brain-beaten by Clinton and Bush. You don't even see Nazism when it comes marching down the street. You know, if I'm the last angry man, well, that's what God wanted me to be. If I am the last person who gets emotionally outraged by these kind of crimes against humanity, so be it. I can't change the world. I came to that a few months ago, just before I got sick. I've been trying to change the world all my life, and I found that I can't change anything. That doesn't mean that I have to stop trying. They're two different things. I may not be able to change the world, but it doesn't mean I have to stop trying, does it? What should I do, play golf? You want me to just go out in a boat like a drunken putz and drive around and go catch a fish? Nothing wrong with that once in a while. But I am telling you, we are losing our country right before our eyes. It didn't happen with this invasion of the polygamous cult. It's a symptom of the meltdown of the American psyche that this could go on without any outrage. I am the only one in the media who's talking about it like this. Do you know that? I'm the only one. Think about that. I am called an extremist, and I'm the only one talking about the rights of these mothers, and that there's no evidence that anybody was raped. I'm the extremist. The world must need a lot more extremists like me. That's all I can say. That's all I can say is that it's going to take an awful lot of extremists to save this country. Because if I'm the extremist, God help this country. It's Child Protective Services who did this. They're a known group of man-hating, anti-family pigs. This happened before. I've watched this before. I saw this in the 80s with the McMartin case. It's happening again. It's happening right before your eyes. Now you say, what can you do about it? Well, we stopped the Dubai ports deal and the entire world tried to force it down our throats, didn't we? Bush wanted it. He even got his dumb nephew up to speak in half Spanish and broken English like his uncle there, telling us that anyone who opposed it was a racist. Remember what they did? They pulled out every card in the world. They got the prostitute Madeleine Albright, the ex-secretary of state, to do shuttle diplomacy. On one day she was working as a foreign agent for Dubai. The next day she was lecturing us on how good the deal was. They got that sad sack, that broken suitcase, Bob Dole. One day he was working as a prostitute for Dubai as a registered foreign agent. The next day he was going around doing the soft shoe act on television, how good it was to sell our ports to the boys in Dubai. But we didn't let them do it, did we? We also stopped McCain and Kennedy from giving amnesty to illegal aliens. Remember that? You did it. How did you do it? Because you sent emails. You sent faxes. You made phone calls to every representative you can get your hands on. Well, you can do it again. I have no dog to hunt, as they say in Alabama in this case. I'm not going to make a dime or lose a dime on it. I don't know a polygamist. I don't even know a Mormon. I've met them. They're very nice people. I've done business with Mormon people years ago when I was in the herbal business. The nicest people I ever met. I never met a Mormon I didn't get along with. Never. The nicest people I ever met. I have no idea why people don't like Mormons. I could never understand it. But that's irrelevant. What's relevant here is that this is a false allegation based upon an anonymous phone call. And if you let this go on, it could be you tomorrow. Don't you get it? They could break your door in and take your children away because someone doesn't like you. Don't you get it? This is a nightmare. It's a false allegation. CPS belongs in prison. Federal marshals should come in and arrest that spokesmouth and put her in prison for that lie. Everyone in CPS should be taken out in handcuffs. And I pray to God they get a vicious lawyer from NYU to represent them against the state of Texas. I hope they break the state of Texas. I hope Texas has to go to borrow money from George Soros to survive after this. I hope they win $20 billion for these poor women and children, because the governor should have stepped in and stopped it and should have said, I don't know what happened there, but we have to have due process. And until we do, we're not separating the children from their mothers. If there's any truth to this, we'll arrest the man who allegedly did this, and we'll give him a fair trial. But we're not busting up families because of false allegations. That's what a governor should do. That's what a government should do in a fair government, in a constitutional government.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Child Protective Services has now taken temporary legal custody of 401 children.
You
they
Nazi
have also,
swine, you.
Had 133 adults.
You hear the cheerful Nazi voice?
All of these children and adults
you
are
rat,
now
you.
In a shelter in San Angelo, Texas.
Isn't that nice? In a shelter run by who,
Child
you vermin, you?
Caseworkers on site.
Caseworkers? They're all
the
perverts.
Ranch, and they are continuing to look for other children. At this time, I do not know how many other children may be.
They should take your children away from you and put you in prison. You rat, you. There's her uncle Adolf speaking. There's the uncle of the Texas governor speaking. Let me read you something. We're talking about the fact that radical feminists are behind the lies that led to the raid on the polygamous cult in Texas. And this is from Pastor Cardinal Martin Niemöller in Nazi Germany. He was eventually put in a concentration camp himself because he was vocally opposed to Hitler. He said, first they came for the Jews and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for the communists and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the trade unionists and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for me and there was no one left to speak out for me. Then they put him away. Now I could change some of that. First, they came for the conservative talk show host, but you did not speak out because you were not a conservative. Then they came for the Christian polygamist, but you didn't speak out because you weren't a Christian nor a polygamist. And in the end, when they come for you, who's going to speak for you? Nobody. Don't you understand what's going on in this country? Don't you see how it's all connected? Don't you see the arc of an overly oppressive government with its tentacles in every aspect of freedom in this country? You don't understand this. You think this happened by accident at that time? Now, I have my feelings as to when they attacked this compound and why. By the way, to this day, they do not know who that anonymous caller is. Do they have a tape recording of it? We get all the time, here's a tape recording, here's the caller. Where's that tape recording? Where's that caller? They can't find the caller. That's because the pigs in CPS invented this in order to raid the cult. Do you understand that? So that's my opinion. I'm adamant about it because tomorrow could be your child. You could be a mother and a father in a house with two children. They could take it away, your children away. If a neighbor calls and says you're molesting your daughter, they could take your child away. That's the country you want to live in? That's the country your grandfather fought for? That's what the boys died for on the beaches in the Pacific? That's what the bomber pilots died for in bombing Nazi Germany? So that a bunch of radical feminist pigs can take your children away? And I don't care if I'm the last person on earth to be doing this. I don't care. There's nothing in this for me. I don't know polygamists from a hole in the wall. I know what the Constitution says. I know what America once was. And I know we're no longer living in it. That's all. That's all there is to it. Now I'll take your calls, see what you want to say about it. Maybe no one cares. Maybe I should go on and talk about Oprah Winfrey. Maybe I should go on and talk about something insignificant. You know, I could do that. I could do it all. I mean, but this is an outrage. This is a bad one. I already covered Jimmy Carter laying a wreath at Hitler Arafat's tomb. I did that already in the first hour. I covered who Jimmy Carter is. The only reason a pig like he can get away with that is the same reason Texas can get away with raiding a cult and taking children away from innocent mothers. Because there's a nation of sheeple, dumb sheeple. Dumb sheeple. What do they live for? What does the average American live for? They don't know what they're alive for. They have no idea what they're walking around. There may as well be a pair of eyes inside a pair of pants. KDW, Diane, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, I am a member of the Savage Nation, and I want you to know that you have already changed the world. Look at the situation with Dubai and amnesty, and, you know, we are waiting for your marching orders on what you'd have us do with this.
Day that they go into Texas and they arrest the head of CPS and take in 20 of them, 20 of these beefy pigs in shackles, and the day the state says, I am sorry to these people and gives them $25 million for what they did to them, is the day I'll stop talking about it.
And,
what can you do about it? What am I going to say? Write a letter to Dianne Feinstein? What am I going to say? Send an email to Barbara Boxer? Your representatives, two wonderful women, two caring mothers, huh? Two caring mothers. Who are you going to write to? There's only a few senators and congressmen in this country who are worthy of the name. And almost all of them are in the Southeast, by the way. That's the funny part about it. Almost all of them who care and really are decent happen to be in the Southeast. That's the astounding part about all of this. Thanks for the call, Diane. KNEW, again, my hometown of San Francisco. KNEW, Jack, you're on the Savage Nation. What do you see in this case?
Well, Doctor, the thing that got me scratching my head about it when I first saw it, and I'm glad you're asking questions about it. I was watching these 400 kids be hauled away, and they were all being hauled away in these Concho Valley Baptist Church school buses. I mean, they weren't government buses.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't even Graham. Mm-hmm. They were all Baptist.
Well, you raise a good question now. Will the children be given away to Baptist families?
I don't know. Seems like they aren't really concerned about polygamists, because if they were, they'd raid Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion there, you know? He's living with three women, and, you know, he's got his own TV show. So
there you go. Oh, no, it has nothing to do with polygamy. It has to do with Christianity. They're going after the weakest link in the Christian religion here. This is worse by the hour. I cannot believe this is happening in America. That's why I'm talking about it. How could the government take away 400 children based upon one telephone complaint that has not even been proven to be true? 400 children based upon one complaint, and they can't find the 16-year-old who allegedly made this complaint. This is terrible, but it's not the first time it's happened. Back in the 80s, there was the McMartin case in San Diego. Mark, you remember that case well, the McMartin case? Tell the American people what that was about.
In the 1980s, there was a preschool run by a family, a small family business, the McMartins. Child Protective Services swarmed in there, a bunch of women, grabbed up the children, said that the children were being sexually abused by the McMartins. They kept the children isolated. They actually, later on, we discovered through discovery, the McMartins lawyers discovered that these women in Child Protective Services coached the children on what to say during the trials. These children got up there in a Salem witchcraft kind of scene and accused these McMartins of every kind of heinous. They were convicted. The man was convicted over 109 counts of child molestation. All of it was dismissed once it hit appeal. And
yeah, but wait, how many years did the man, Mr. McMartin, spend in prison because of these false charges?
Years and years. He spent like
And who happened to have been the governor of the state of Massachusetts while this went on? And I remember this was appealed to the governor, and he rejected the appeal. It was not Romney. I forget his name.
And you're so right about your Nazi analogy. One of the things the Nazis did in Germany was grab all the children out of the home and put them in the brown shirts and the Nazi youth to re-educate them. This is all about controlling education. They're attacking homeschooling here in California. Yeah, Mike, I agree with you totally. We're behind you. I think we're in trouble.
Thank you, my friend. That's right. I think we're in trouble. Ramona, WOR, New York City, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I love you.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad that you can see what's going on. What is so amazing that what is going on is going on. And just tell us what we can do to stop it.
Now, remember what the state of Texas did at Waco. They burnt a cult to the ground and killed almost 80 men, women, and children. And then they buried the evidence as quickly as possible. Now the state appoints legal representation to the children, but they tell the lawyers they can't speak because it's going to take them too long to give each individual 5 minutes, so they want to deal with them as a group. What is the state of Texas doing here?
It's crazy. Well, yep. They also mentioned that these people were living on welfare, or they were collecting, I don't know, aid.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw nothing wrong with that. They were, when you live in a polygamy is not legal. So
let me take the rock off welfare. Most of these large religious groups, whether they're Christian or Jewish, most of them are on welfare. Incidentally, if you want to know the truth, they're all sucking off the system. By the way, they're all cashing in on the stupid Americans who give them the money. That's a separate story, though. Welfare fraud. That's irrelevant. What's relevant here is that the state took these children away. With evidence that doesn't exist.
Yes, and the state has been doing this for years, even before Waco. It goes way back.
Now, tell me who in the media who has been fanning the flames of this sex slave thing. Has it not been the leprechaun? Hasn't the leprechaun been fanning the flames of this big lie? Does anyone know that for a fact? Is anyone listening to this show? Can anyone tell me what the leprechaun's been saying about this? Anybody listen to the leprechaun recently on this issue? Who has been fanning the flames against this group of Christians? Who has been putting out this speculation as though it were fact? Who has been saying that the children were raised to be sex slaves? Who has been saying all the women and children were brainwashed? Has the leprechaun been doing that, your good conservative leprechaun, who started out in Entertainment Tonight and never left that show? I'll be right back to take your calls.
Savage.
Today, the children at the shelter are doing well. They're happy, they're smiling, they're playing, they're interacting with staff. I just interrupted a game of kickball between the troopers and some of the boys. There is an indoor play area for the children.
Do you hear this voice?
Huge
Doesn't
area.
It chill you?
There is also an outdoor play area.
Is Nazi prostitute talking like this?
I think that it would really be described
it's right out of a concentration camp.
Very smoothly.
It's running very smoothly. Yes, we ordered the gas, but the plans for making Zyklon B are very difficult to acquire right now. But soon the gas will arrive, and very efficiently we will make the children very happy. You will hear the hiss of the gas on the Oprah Winfrey show, and you will see the little children lined up like cords of wood, and they will no more be raped by evil Christian men. Then we will have a happy state of Texas. No flamethrower, no tanks, no sharpshooter. Nice and clean with Zyklon B as our friends many generations ago in Germany taught us. That's what we're living through. You never thought you'd live through this, did you? Pardon my crude parody. It's the best I could do on the spot. I don't have a writer. My writers aren't on strike. I'm my writer. I make it up on the spot. Uh-huh. So if it's a little crude, you'll have to forgive me. I know it's not as slick as Letterman or Leno, who couldn't talk for 4 weeks when the smart, ugly men who write for them were on strike. Half of Hollywood was shut down when the brilliant drug addicts who write for them were no longer writing for them. The brilliant drug addicts who were ugly, who wrote for them, went on strike. Suddenly Hollywood was dead silent. They didn't know what to do without them. So forgive me because it was unedited, undirected, uncut. The best I could do. For my sarcasm, not up to your standards? Well, it's too bad. What's not up to the standards of America are the lesbian feminist pigs who run Child Protective Services as though it's a private fiefdom, with disregard for constitutionality, with disregard for due process. I will not be happy until they are raided and they're taken out in handcuffs. KNEW, Drew, you're on the Savage Nation.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, I see this, Michael, as the radical left chipping away at the religious fabric of our society. You know, this is 400 children that would procreate and exponentially create more religious children. And they could successfully stop thousands and thousands of these people's prodigy from becoming religious and being indoctrinated by the socialist agenda they have.
Well, let me ask you something. The state is all upset about young girls under the age of 17 having children. How about the ghettos of America, where so many underage girls knock out babies like tasty bread, with many men over the age of 17? You don't see any houses raided there, do you?
No, sir.
How about the progeny of those relations of girls 14, 13, 12 years old in the ghettos are being molested by boys and men 17 years and older? How come the state doesn't do anything about that? You understand what this is all about. I'm sure you do. You hear the voice of that witch in CPS? Start playing it again. It gives me the chills.
Today,
it's out of a nightmare.
The shelter are doing well. They're happy. They're smiling. They're playing. They're interacting with staff. I just interrupted a game of kickball between the troopers and some of the boys.
You rat. I hope you lose your children. I hope that the day comes that you're put in prison for what you're saying today.
There's also an outdoor play area.
Shut up! Shut up! Get this Nazi off my show. Even if it's eventually proven that a girl or several girls were inappropriately married to older men, that gives the government no right to destroy the lives of 300 to 400 other innocent children. That does not give the Nazi government of the state of Texas and those cowardly Texas State Rangers the right to steal their children from the arms of their loving mothers and to brainwash them. Where is this original anonymous caller? Where is the tape of that? How come the so-called Texas authorities have not found them, that caller, by now? Why is Texas allowed to punish the innocent on the basis of a false allegation they have yet to prove? There is no due process here. The federal judicial system needs to step in right now, and they need to arrest CPS. They need to close down the Texas State Rangers. Everyone involved in this needs to go to jail. The judge needs to be taken out in a pair of handcuffs. They are all functioning as a separate entity from the United States of America and the rules therein. Do you understand this? This is the greatest outrage that I have seen in years and years and years. I've seen 13-year-old girls out here in California running around buying pregnancy tests. I've seen them, illegal aliens, buying pregnancy tests in Walmart. I see them in the mall. Who was their father? The illegal aliens pushing a carriage with two children in it. How come the state doesn't take away those two children? How come they take away the children from a Christian cult, but they don't take away the children from underage girls walking around in the mall, half of them are illegal aliens? Huh? We read that 4 in 10 U.S. children are born out of wedlock. 4 in 10 U.S. children are born out of wedlock. That's over 1.5 million births a year to teenagers. And so let me ask you something. Why are those children not taken away by the state? It's Bill O'Reilly behind all of this, calling it a sex slave community. He should rot in hell for what he has done to these poor people. The leprechaun has gone over the line. He should pay for this.
Savage.
There was some sadness among the children. There were some tears. We did have staff available as well as therapists available to talk this through with the children. We were able to explain as best we could. Remember, these were older children. What we were doing, we assured them that they had attorneys that would be meeting with them the following day.
Oh, you have therapists, and we know how wholesome they are. Therapists are going to talk to the children. I wonder who selected the therapists. I like to look into their private lives. Well, now look at the actions taken by the Texas Rangers in this case. So let us assume you're listening to this show somewhere else in America. And let us assume that a neighbor calls the police or radical feminists and child protective services. And they say that we suspect there is pedophilia going on in the house at 75 normal way. Does that give the police the right to raid your home, to place your wife and children into protective custody, and then separate your wife from your children, to then give your children physicals without the mother present, and then put your children up for adoption, and then send the mother back to live with the father when the children are given away? Is that the country you want to live in? Because you're living in it. It just happened in front of your eyes. And by the way, it's being whipped up by a so-called conservative on Fox News. He's calling it a sex colony. Mr. Entertainment Tonight was posed pretty good with the flag wrapped around him for all these years. He was in favor of the Dubai ports deal, in favor of illegal amnesty, likes Obama. But he's a conservative. Oh, yeah. There it is. With conservatives like that, we don't need communists, let me tell you. let me see the photographs of beatings and other evidence of abuse in court. I want to see a trial. I'd like to see a trial for sure. That's what I want to see. Do you have any idea how many violations there are here? You have any idea how many violations there are here? The state of Texas is guilty of crimes here, and they include conspiracy, false imprisonment, lying to a judge for a warrant based on false information, overextending the warrant, false accusations, making false calls to 9/11, false calls to social services. We don't have any evidence that there was a real call made. They can't find the 16-year-old who allegedly made the call. Can't find her. Where's the tape of that call? They'll probably have to gin one up. They'll get a prostitute off the streets of Austin. They'll have her fake it probably in a studio somewhere. But then they'll say they can't find her because she's afraid or she's in hiding or in protective custody in North Korea, that they've sent her to their good friends in North Korea to protect her from the Mormons. Then there'll be jokes about it on HBO, run by the most vile, sick creatures ever made on Earth, run that HBO network. The sickest men on Earth run HBO. They have that foul-mouthed little twerp who puts down Catholics and gets away with it. That's because the Catholic Church has beaten the people up into a pulp in this country. They made them afraid of their own shadow. The Catholic Church should stand up to that twerp on HBO and close them down. That's not freedom of speech. That's not freedom of speech with that twisted pervert did, that Hollywood pervert, that Sunset Boulevard snot nose to the Catholic people. I read what he said. But you see, Christianity has been distorted over the last number of years here in America. They've beaten the people into mush. They've taught you a false doctrine of turn the other cheek, don't stand up for your rights. That's why you're being run all over. That's why your country is being destroyed underneath your own feet. That's why, because you've been lied to. You've been told to be too pacifist, to be too nice. Never get angry because that's the mark of an evil man. So I'm angry. Maybe I'm the last angry man here. But I'm telling you right now, Texas has committed one crime after another here. And being whipped up by that fake conservative on Fox News, that gangster conservative there, that false conservative there in a pinstripe suit, every day looks like the portrait of Dorian Gray to me. More monstrous by the day, looks like Al Capone. He's the one doing this, as well as the radical lesbian feminist in CPS. Well, I made my point. I've made my point. I've made it over and over again. And even if they find this one child who says she was abused, or they find five children who say they were abused and could prove it definitively in a court of law, that does not give the state the right to take away 400 children. Under no circumstances can they do that. And I hope they break the state of Texas, and Texas has to go bankrupt because of this, to teach them a lesson not to take children away from parents. Bart, Chicago, you're up on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael Savage. Texas is on the cutting edge of our great leap forward, I think.
Ah, the great leap forward. Very well put. I get your sarcasm.
What we now have here is something that we can call change. They probably have a government department set up within the state government, something like the Department of Community Care for the Reacclimation of the Oppressed into Civil Society, formerly called Reeducation Camps.
Do you know that the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a group of thieves, in my opinion, who has stolen ranches from people, has this community listed as a hate group? Do you know that?
I would believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But these people are just victims, like Barack Obama says, like the Bible-thumping, gun-toting victims of oppression in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
All we got to do is set up some re-education camps, give them some kind of a nice name, like the Department of Universal Health Care for the Mentally Unstable, and give them, you know, some nice sessions and re-educate them on the...
Well, remember, in Waco, Texas, it was the FBI and the ATF that there were federal agencies that burnt the compound to the ground and killed 80 innocent men, women, and children. Not one of those FBI or ATF agents ever went to prison. And Janet Reno is somewhere with her girlfriend in the back of a pickup truck making whoopee on some AstroTurf right now. And she oversaw that slaughter. Where is Janet Reno now that we need her? Running around somewhere in the Grand Tetons in the back of a pickup truck on AstroTurf with a girlfriend? San Antonio, Paul, you're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, it's always a great pleasure to listen to your show every day. Really quickly, you know, I think a lot of this issue ties into Wall Street in a very abstract way.
It's tied into parental rights. They've been stolen by Texas and the federal government. That's what it's all about. The state owns the children. And that's because you've let it happen. But I'm sorry, go on.
No, point taken. The point is the complacency generated. Why there's, I don't think there's a deeper outcry about this is because there's a lot of faux prosperity created with all this absurd financial crisis that's developing and will continue to develop. And it seems to me that at some point, if the economy collapses, you're going to have a complacency which will be shattered. And hopefully that will somehow lift the veil from all that's going on. I don't know if I'm making my point very clearly, but
I don't know. Look, everyone has a different opinion on this. But taking away children from their mothers is a crime, particularly based upon false allegations. The whole country should be outraged by this, by the way. Now, about last week when this came up on the Savage Nation, I had a very bright caller who called this show who said that this is an indirect attack on Romney. I was stunned by the alacrity of that comment. The individual said, did you notice that this occurred, this raid, shortly around the same time that Romney was seen being paraded around by McCain as they were running it up the flagpole, so to speak, to see if it were a McCain-Romney ticket would work. And as you well know, the American left knows that's an unbeatable ticket. It would be unbeatable. Unbeatable. So they then went and raided this compound because at the end of the day, they are Mormons. They're a small sect of the Mormon people, but they are Mormons, and it was an attack on Romney, he said. I thought that was brilliant. It makes good sense to me. West Palm Beach, Anthony, welcome to the program. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, yes, just to add on to that point there, I really do believe that once the VP is picked other than Romney by McCain, that this story is going to be back page news in a heartbeat. Absolutely.
Okay, we'll have to wait and see. I don't know who McCain could pick. He could make the mistake of picking Condoleezza Rice. God knows what the bartender who runs his campaign will have him do. He's not going to do anything. He's going to pick. McCain's going to pick. The bartender who runs his campaign will pick it for him. That's all. Everything's entrusted to the bartenders. 1-800-449-8255. I want you to go, please, do me a favor. It doesn't cost you anything. Would you please go to michaelsavage.com tonight? Because there's only one article on this that shows even a modicum of truth about this raid. And it's out of the Salt Lake Tribune, which I linked up on the top right of michaelsavage.com to make it easier for you, where their headline is Polygamous Mothers Decry Loss of Children. Texas says it was necessary. My headline is, were radical feminists behind rumor that led to raid on cult? That's really what it comes down to. Okay? That's where it's at. I'm outraged by this. You should be as well. WOR New York, Steve, go ahead, please. Steve, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation. Not there. Gone with the wind. Albany, New York. Russell, you're on the Savage Nation. WGY, go ahead, please.
Michael, when it comes to CPS, there are no standards of proof. These people can shoot first, ask questions later, and the feds aren't going to do squat in this case because I believe a lot of those laws have originated on the federal level. They've taken your children away by fiat.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know who the CPS organizations are run by. We understand that. And we also know that Hillary Clinton was one of the chief architects of granting so much power to so few pigs. You understand that as well.
I think Kennedy was in on that, too.
Well, I'm sure if you ask McCain about it, he'd probably be on the side of seizing the children. I don't think he's a great hope in this one. But I know where I stand on it, and I'm proud of my stance. That's all. Steve, WOR, welcome back. Go ahead, please. Again. Are you there or not there? It's a second shot. Okay, second shot at the throw. Steve, WOR, for the fourth time. Go ahead, Steve. Welcome.
Dr. Savage, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say it was the same calm voice that spoke about how peaceful it would be for Terry Schiavo to die and be starved to death. I hear the same tone in that woman there saying, the children are out playing soccer, having a nice time.
You heard that? You heard that voice? Yes, this is chilling to listen to this. And let me tell you something. The battle lines are being drawn again. It is the Terry Schiavo case all over again. And the very same people who backed Terry Schiavo's right to life are definitely on my side with this. And the very same people who said kill her are saying that this is a sex cult. Take the children away. You wait and see how this comes down politically. You wait and see that this is liberalism all over again behind this whole thing. It's a travesty of justice. It's a violation of constitutional rights. I hope Texas goes bankrupt trying to defend themselves. I'll be right back. gets worse, by the way. The fascists in Child Protective Services in West Texas have separated the children from the mothers. And the spokesmouth, Marley Meisner, said the separation was made after the fascists decided that children are more truthful in interviews about possible abuse if their parents are not around. I want to remind you that this is a way to get the children to say what these pigs want them to say. This went on in the 80s with the McMartin preschool case, where vermin in the police department, detectives, coached the children and forced the children to say things that were not true in order to break the children. The children were made uncomfortable until they finally told the big, nice detective what the big, nice detective wanted to hear. And based upon that coercion of children, countless lives were destroyed and ruined, which in subsequent trials turned out to be completely false. And that's what's going on here. The state officials in Texas need to be arrested immediately. The children need to be repatriated with the parents. And we need some big lawyers to come out of the East or out of Chicago or out of the big firms in San Francisco to defend these families and to sue the state of Texas for everything the state owns, including the remaining oil in the wells. Las Vegas, Christine, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi, Michael. I am outraged. I am a homeschooling mother of three. What's next? My house? You know?
Yes. Yes, your house. All you need is a neighbor. All you need is a neighbor who is suspicious of you, as occurred in other fascist nations in time, to make a call to one of these pigs in Child Protective Services and say that you're abusing your children. They heard it through the wall. What, can they come and take your children away and then brainwash them, saying you hurt them?
Oh, believe me, if that happens, I'll go to jail for a reason. I'll have a gun and I'll shoot anybody who tries to take my kids. But how can we cater to these groups like CARE and persecute our own Americans?
I don't have an answer for it. We don't live in America anymore. We live in a different country than the one we inherited. We've let it slip out of our fingers. We're all responsible for it. The pirates have taken over the country. The pirates are sacking the treasury. And the pirates say that let the people be damned. Let them fend for themselves. Thanks for the call. I have no answer for you. It's a travesty of justice, which is why I am talking about it. I don't care how many Entertainment Tonight retreads on Fox News disagree with me. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. Show me the evidence. Show me child abuse that will allow the state to take away children. Show it to me. Show me where that 16-year-old girl is who made the call. They can't find it. They don't have the tape. Well, if she made the call, where's the tape? Let me hear the tape at least. Where's the tape? I'm 911. Where's the tape? I don't hear the tape. Norfolk, Virginia. Robert, you're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, I'm just wondering why we haven't heard anything from Mitt Romney. I wonder what he has to say about all this.
Well, it's a no-win for him. If he's on CNN, they entrap him with a statement on this. He can't win, don't you see? They got him over the barrel right here, which is where they want him. No, wait, Wolf Blitz is going to say to him, what do you think about this case in Texas? Mr. Romney, what's he going to say? He's for polygamy?
Yeah. I guess he's in a tight spot.
He's in a tight spot. He can't win here. They got him just where they want him. Oh, there's so many people calling on right now. I think because I'm the only one in the media who is talking about it from this perspective, the people finally have a place to call. They're saying, you know, by God, that guy is right. I didn't think about it. All I heard were people saying that it was a sex colony and sex abuse, and that's all you heard. It was the same lies about the Branch Davidians before your government burnt them to the ground. They saved the children from sex abuse in Waco. They killed them. The children were peaceful after the government got through with them. They couldn't be molested anymore. They were charred corpses. They were like a piece of charcoal. But they couldn't be abused, and the important thing is to not be abused, unless they're doing the abusing with their turkey basters. Los Angeles, Liam, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael. I've been watching some videos of Joseph Stalin all afternoon, and I think what we have now is much closer to a Soviet-style dictatorship than Hitler-esque. You know what I mean? At least the Nazis were freaking honest about what they were going to do. They didn't sugarcoat everything. That lady really made me furious, Michael.
Did you hear that voice? No, it gave me the chills, that sing-songy out of communist China re-education camp voice. That nice gal, that political appointee of that good old Republican Party in Texas, begod, I was the cheerleader, and begod, I went to that sorority, and begod, and the good old governor gave me this job. Is that what you heard?
And they're out playing
kickball. Michael, you know what?
Play that kickball piece. Here, listen to this witch saying it's a good thing that they stole the children from their mothers. Wait, play it with the kickball thing.
Today,
go ahead.
Today, the children at the shelter are doing well. They're happy. They're smiling. They're playing. They're interacting with
the little
staff.
Jewish children are happy now in the prison camp. We have made new schooling, taking them away from their Talmud.
There's an indoor play area for the children. A huge
no
area.
More Talmud, no more matzah.
I think that it would really be described as running very smoothly.
Yes, run smoothly. Soon the Zyklon B arrives on the boats from Germany, and the children go to sleep forever in heaven. We line them up happily in heaven so they cannot be abused. Naples, Florida, Sue, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I wanted to tell you that when we were in Denver, Colorado, I was with Martin Marietta, and my husband was with the government. And we had a four-year-old daughter that was, we took her over to Dr. Bublitz because I had been in Cape Canaveral, came back. They had gotten a phone call from a girl I worked with, and they came over to the doctor's office even, and they threw her in the back of the car like Gestapo's, and even Dr. Bublitz said, this is just like Gestapo's.
What do you mean, they took your child away because somebody called and said you were abusing her?
Yes, that my husband...
Did you get the child back?
After 9 months.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, this should blow this wide open. It's time for the federal government to step in and bust these lesbian feminist cults that run Child Protective Services and finally save the American family from these monsters. How's that? Is that naked truth for you?
Listen, I had 3 nervous breakdowns because your children are everything to you. And they brought her back at Christmas, dropped her off with a bag of clothes, and said, here she is back, because they're only...
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. And behind it all are the turkey baster people. I know who's done this. It was a long story. I've seen this develop in America. I know who's behind CPS, and I've seen it go on now for 20 years. Finally, it's come home to roost. It's time to demand justice. Restore the families in Texas. Arrest CPS. Arrest CPS. Give the children back to their mothers.
Savage.